Shut up and sit down.
What's going on, guys? This is the MMA Complex, and my name is Josh.
And I'm James. And
we're back at the brand new episode. It is first episode of 2021.
Yeah.
We're back. We took a couple weeks off just because of Christmas and New Year's and you know, just scheduling. So apologize for that, but we're back in the new year. Glad you guys can join us. It's been a decent start to the new year, right?
It's
been kind of uneventful, which is nice.
Yeah.
Holidays overall were good.
Yeah, I mean, they were different. I think the most, like, as far as like the amount of people that you spend it with and the whole
kind of
holiday, like leading up to the holidays and the day off is low key.
Yeah, same. We kept it kind of low key here, just because you kind of have to right now. It's just like,
just with the spike
flu season, you have the COVID spikes and all that stuff. So just kind of keep it, you know, to a bare minimum of core family members. And but we still had some fun. And
I mean, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was cool.
Son's birthday was the 23rd.
Yeah,
a couple days before Christmas.
That was,
so
that was fun.
Yeah, so that was fun. So we had a lot going on, but yeah, man, it's just it's good to be back.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff in the news. Not a lot of fights going on.
Not until this year, right?
UFC, Bellator, all of everybody's been taking a couple of week break, just like us.
But then the next, the UFC is gonna be a big one.
Yeah, yeah, the UFC is gonna be a big one. So we're gonna get to some matchmaking news. We're gonna get to some card expectations, some year expectations of what we're gonna think of. So other than that, what you been up to? Got a new car?
Car, yeah.
Nice,
oldish,
new car.
New car because I haven't had that car. I mean,
he did. For those people who don't know, James hadn't had a car for
forever. 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. He works local. He lives local and he commutes local.
Yeah.
And
just, I was very comfortable with my life.
Very comfortable with your life. And he's got a new girl. Now everything's up. He's upping the.
Yeah, man.
A new upgrading. Relationship and upgrading everything in your life. So
yeah, it's about fucking time.
Yeah.
I mean, new year, so.
Yeah.
Start with a bang.
Yeah, you got a new car for the new year. You enjoying it?
No, it's
convenient.
I love it. I mean, it drives well. I mean, the fact that I can, like, go anywhere, like anytime I want.
Yeah. What is it, Toyota 2002, right?
Yeah, like a Corolla.
Toyota Corolla 2002.
Yeah, dude, and I think I filled the tank up on Wednesday. I mean, no, on Sunday.
Yeah.
With like $20 because I think it was like three quarters filled already.
Yeah.
And it's still like pretty full.
Yeah.
And I've been driving every fucking day.
Yeah.
When I board, I just fucking go and fucking race somewhere.
Really? <Yeah.
laughs> I go fucking driving around.
I mean, it's nice though, right? Like not a lot to do nowadays, but it is nice to, like, hey, I want to go maybe grab some Starbucks, or I want to go to, like, Target, or...
Yeah, just get in and
just
leave.
Fucking go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to go to my girl's house, something like that.
Yeah. Too bad, like, there isn't, like, a red line district
here. How does she feel about...
she's happy.
You having the car, and then you being able to kind of just come and go.
No, she's happy. I think she's going to miss, like... Take me home.
Yeah, because normally after a podcast, I would take you home.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And
so,
it's like...
That's going to be kind of weird.
It's going to be kind of weird. I was like, wait, I don't even have to take you home.
Yeah, no,
like,
you don't.
Oh, I got to put this in my car. I'm like, oh, it's weird.
Yeah, no, it's weird. Especially in fucking 10 years. I mean, pretty much since I've known you.
Yeah, right.
But she's happy. She's going to make sure, like... I got the car registered, which I already did. Yeah. I'm just waiting for the paperwork to come in the mail.
Yeah. I'm glad most of it you could do online, which is
Yeah, I mean, good. I did it online. I think I took a picture of the pink slip and then
yeah,
I had to put my license in there or whatever. It was easy. It's an easy process. It's just waiting for it to be official, like as far as them sending me the thing to put in my glove department. That's going to take time.
That's not bad.
Like 4 to 6 weeks, it said.
What else has been going on? Not a lot. I've just been
We'll talk about the Wonder Woman Velasco.
We could talk. We've been watching a lot of stuff and watching a lot of series, a lot of comedy stuff, Kirby Enthusiasm. CNN has like this documentary series, A History of Comedy, which is really good. Been watching all that. Batman Animated Series, I've been watching some of that. I saw Dark Knight Rises again, too, with Bane and all them. I watched that again. I haven't seen that for a while. And then I saw, obviously everybody saw, I think, for the most part, saw Wonder Woman.
And I think universally people hated it. As much.
Yeah.
And it sucks because my girlfriend's a big Wonder Woman fan.
Yeah.
And
we're big comic book fans, too. Like, we go to comic book shop all the time. We started this podcast in a comic book shop.
Yeah.
I've gone to Comic-Con and all that stuff for years, and just been always into comics and collecting and just enjoying the movies and all that stuff. So
and then watching part one, it was a great movie.
Yeah. Part one was a great movie. Entertaining. She looked badass. She looked hot.
Yeah. Great story, too.
Even when they first, like I said, I was telling you, when they introduced her, like in Justice League, I think, or Batman vs. Superman, and they were fighting Doomsday and all that.
Yeah.
Like that Wonder Woman was... That was sick. That was like probably the best version I've seen. Zack Snyder's version of her. Because it's like badass Wonder Woman. It's like, she's like fucking amazing.
Huh? Yeah.
And then she's like action with her sword and flying through the air. It's just looking powerful and just all that stuff. And then, you know, 2021 comes or 2020 comes. And then, you know, it's supposed to come out. Big blockbuster movie. Everybody's looking forward to it.
Yeah.
A lot of promotion. COVID hits. Delay. Delay, and then eventually HBO Max. And you're thinking like, all right, Christmas Day, HBO Max, boom, free, for the most part, if you have it, it's like not too expensive, but, you know, and then we get the final product, 2.5 hours, hour running time of pure
garbage.
Doo-doo. Yeah.
It was garbage.
Even like the next day, I was like, after all of that, the waiting, the hype, the delays, the announcement of HBO Max and all that. And that's what you give us.
Yeah. That was like garbage, man.
Garbage. In every way in that movie. Every possible way.
The story was awful.
The
acting was horrible.
The acting was over the top.
And then they made Wonder Woman look like an idiot.
She was pissy and depressed, and like she was like a loner.
Yeah, she's so fucking whiny in that movie.
Not happy, whiny. She didn't, honestly, even physically, she didn't look
the part,
the best. Mm-mm. Like she's looked like in better shape. I want to say she wasn't out of shape. It's just something was off.
Yeah.
She looked maybe too thin and not as toned as she did in previous movies. The CG was awful too. The CG was awful.
Oh, God, it was so bad.
The action looked cheesy.
There was only one action scene, huh?
There was really only one action scene.
And they totally botched that.
They totally botched it. It looked like she was like, when she's running down the road past all these cars, like it looked like she was on a treadmill, which it's almost like all I had a picture was hanging on wires above like a treadmill.
Yeah.
And it was just like, and she wasn't even in her outfit, maybe for majority of the movie? Just 90% of the movie?
Last scene, huh? She had it on?
Basically the last few scenes.
Action scenes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it ends, and with the villains. I mean, Pedro Pascal did a good job in terms of selling the character that he had to fucking sell. Kristen Wiig, I thought she did okay. But they went with another cliche... nerdy, nobody likes me, scientist that turns sexy and confident and a villain. It's like we've seen that done like 10 times already. Like,
and it sucks because it's, you know, DC can't get their shit straight.
Can't get that shit straight, man. And it's like, and then Pedro Pascal's whole thing, and then all of a sudden all it has to do is he's communicating to everybody, and they, spoiler alert, they recant their wishes. He recants his, and then he goes home. It's like, it's like, what do you?
Yeah, like he, someone can communicate with everybody in the world, and everybody in the world has the same idea to relinquish that wish.
But even the whole premise of the movie with the wishes and all that stuff, it just It was just dumb.
I mean, that's your idea?
That's your idea.
For a sequel?
Yeah.
Horrible.
It's horrible.
Horrible.
And even, like, spoiler alert, like, the her boyfriend, Trevor, coming back.
Like, that pissed me off.
Like, you knew there was a good chance that he was just going to die again. Like, he's not sticking around. You know what I mean? Like, and then you bring him back, and then he's in somebody else's body.
Yeah.
Like,
that was stupid.
That was dumb. And then
that was my first indication that, okay, this is going to be a bad movie.
Yeah. I kind of figured it was heading in the wrong direction from the very beginning, from the mall action scene.
Oh, yeah.
Where she's like,
that acting was cheesy.
It was horrible. She's coming down from, like, the roof.
Yeah.
And, like, it looks horrible. She's swinging through the mall.
That's right.
Then she saves, like, the little girl.
Yeah.
And the little girl's like, oh, girl power, thumbs up. And then all the bad guys, the way she gets rid of the bad guys is all, it's just corny and cheesy. And
it reminded me of, like, the old Batman and Robin series when like Batman and Robin fighting like 10 guys at
that's
the same
exactly
time.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah.
That's what it was.
It was so bad, man.
The acting was horrible.
It was
like, okay, there's 10 of us, but I'll wait till you get your ass kicked and then I'll go after you.
It was the worst. I texted my brother right after I saw it and he hadn't seen it yet. And I didn't really want to spoil it, but I was like, is this the worst DCU movie ever? Like, question mark.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I had to. I think it is.
Oh, yeah.
By far.
By
the
far.
The worst DCU movie.
Yeah, by far.
Every even all the criticism of Batman vs. Superman, Justice League, all of those actually had a storyline, good action.
Yeah, and there was some part of those movies that were good.
Yeah. It was not perfect. And had even Suicide Squad had a more of a actual story. Good story and action and good character development.
Yeah.
Even how that movie turned out. That was still better
same
than
with Birds
this.
Of Prey. Yeah, same thing with that movie.
Even Birds of Prey was better than this.
Yeah. This was like next level bad.
This is next level bad.
And it makes it even worse just because like Wonder Woman's such a popular character.
Yeah.
And the franchise is huge.
They nearly...
And to fuck that up.
Yeah, that's probably their biggest franchise.
Right? Yeah, and like, are people going to come back to a DC movie?
No,
it's going to be hard to sell them to a movie. Like, I'm not going to watch it.
They greenlit the third one, but I mean, people are going to go into that third one. Probably they're going to lose a portion of their audience, and they're going to be dreading what comes out.
Yeah,
yeah,
and I think that it's going to have like a domino effect with the rest of the films that they're going to plan. They're going to say, "Well, fuck." DC can never get it right.
And also, like, you know, a Marvel movie does it with theirs. They reference other movies and they talk about other characters and they everybody's in the same world.
Yeah.
So they didn't do that with this one.
Mm-mm.
Like, where's Superman? Where's
Batman?
Where's Batman?
Like, nothing.
I guess because it's in the 80s, are they not alive? Or, like...
Well, Bruce is very alive in
Bruce
the
80s. Bruce is very alive, right?
Yeah.
Is he... At least... Or even just... Make reference to them. Give us like a timeline. Is he young, Bruce?
Mm-hmm.
So he's not Batman yet. Is Superman around? He's not.
Would I say the name Batman or the name Superman?
Yeah. Give us some type of idea of like people are. You're living their world.
Yeah, those characters exist.
Yeah, those characters exist.
Yeah.
Just horrible.
No, yeah. Bad.
Bad. So yeah, that was aside from that, I mean, we watched a lot of stuff and, you know, doing that kind of thing, but. You know, we didn't talk about a lot of fights, but I don't want to get into the fights from 2020 anymore. You know, I think we can talk about, I think for the upcoming fights coming up.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about our predictions for 2021.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Some of the things that we think might happen might, what's it called? Okay. Let's get to the first fight announcement that I want to talk about a little bit. You have Michael Chandler versus Dan Hooker. This is Chandler's first introduction.
That's a fucked up fight for Chandler.
UFC 257.
You imagine being like a superstar in Bellator and then you got to fight Dan Hooker for
Dan
your first
Hooker,
fight?
Your first fight back.
Oh my God. I think Dan Hooker's going to go steam through him.
Yeah, that just got announced.
Is it a fight night card?
It's on the 257 pay per view. I'm not sure.
Is it coming up one?
Is that the one coming up?
Well, maybe I'm wrong.
That could be the one coming up. I thought it might be the one coming up. I think it is the one coming up.
Oh my god! I mean,
here, I'll pull up the card real
quick. I feel bad for Chandler.
For your first fight,
I think Hooker's gonna steam through him.
You know, like I didn't like honestly for
that's
him.
It's a bad fight for Chandler.
Yeah, it is
in a lot of ways
because he's a lot taller. He's got good striking, good distance gauging. He's tough.
He's experienced.
He's tough as nails. He's experienced in the UFC against top level competition.
And you got Chandler, someone that's coming off of Bellator who kind of struggled in his last couple of fights. He's up there in age. And to fight a young, hungry guy like Dan Hooker, oh, God. That's a pretty tall task for Chandler.
So I don't think it's on the 257 card. Let me see. Is it 258? Calls Dan Hooker. It's off his matchup. Yeah, you know what? It is on the 257 card.
It's probably like, I don't know. They probably haven't upgraded updated the fight card.
Yeah. January 23rd, 257. Yeah. Dan Hooker, Michael Chandler. Yeah. Honestly, a bit, if you look at Chandler, he's going into the top five, top 10 automatically.
Yeah, because of his name.
Any other matchups are going to be very difficult for him.
Yeah.
So as far as the top level, it's ideally physically it may not be the best matchup, but you're going to have to fight Dan Hooker at some point. So if you can't get past Dan Hooker, then you're not going to have a lot of, hope against the rest of the guys. I think it's a good test for him. We will see what he's got. I mean, I don't. I think speed and athleticism might be in Chandler's favor.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So this is a bad matchup. He's gonna officially make his debut UFC 257. And you know what? Compared to all the other options that he had,
mm-hmm.
this is a fairly nice mid-level top 10 guy to fight.
Yeah.
It's going to be, stylistically, a tough go for him to get, the reach and the speed and get inside and stuff like that because Hooker is very good at distance and fighting from the outside. And, you got Israel Adesanya in his corner that's going to kind of help coach him. And fight a guy like
that's another advantage too.
That's
for
another
Hooker.
Advantage.
Yeah,
and that whole camp over there is pretty good. So they're gonna really study Chandler and pick him apart.
That sucks.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm kind of happy at the same time because I was never a fan of Chandler.
No, but you kind of want I want him to succeed so I can see these type of matchups. You know what I mean? I want to see him fight a Tony. I want to see him fight a Dustin. I don't want him to like lose to Hooker. And have to fight like somebody lower and then struggle and then fight somebody, name, and then fucking be like a Will Brooks all over again. You know what I mean? I don't want that to happen.
That's true, yeah.
So I hope he does well because Hooker, he's talented enough to where he can beat most of the lower top 10 guys and stay where he needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Chandler, it's the big question mark.
Yeah.
I think he's underdog on this one. Another thing too was that I wanted to talk to is about that on this card, I think it's a January 16th card with Max Holloway and Calvin Kattar. That card is going to debut on ABC Channel 7 over here for us. Channel 7.
That's crazy. So the UFC has a contract with ABC.
Yeah, because Disney owns ESPN
and ABC,
which has broadcasting rights to ABC. Mm-hmm. Disney owns all of them. So basically, Disney owns. I mean, Endeavor owns. They own the broadcasting rights for the UFC.
Right.
So if they want to grant them on Channel 7, ABC, or whatever.
They can.
So they did. So UFC is going to make their debut. That's going to be kind of weird, no?
Yeah. Because, ABC is like a family show.
It's a family network. It's a family network.
Yeah.
It made sense on Fox because they did it along with Fox Sports.
Yeah.
Or CBS because they have CBS Sports or NBC, NBC Sports.
Like ABC doesn't even have sports.
ABC doesn't really have sports. I mean, they have football, I guess.
They have like basketball, like... But not really.
It's going to be... I wonder how many complaints they're going to get from like...
Was the ABC that had the ABC Worldwide Sports? Or that was something else?
I think it might be ABC.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But they're not known to have sports. They're just known to have like family shows.
I mean, I think occasionally they might have the occasional football game or
basketball
NBA
game.
Finals or whatever. Or basketball.
But that's it, huh?
That's it. Compared to like the other networks.
Because you know what? On my phone, I do have the ABC app.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the Lakers play on that on the ABC.
Yeah.
On Christmas Day or like special occasions.
I think so. I think they're an ABC.
They're not invested in sports. They have sports.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Like you have like Fox, who is a big part of their broadcast stuff is Fox Sports.
Yeah, Fox Sports, yeah.
So, you know, CBS is a big sports network.
Yeah, because Fox has like the NFL, they have college football.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, guess, yeah.
NASCAR.
ABC, there's no ABC Sports Network. You know what I mean? NBC has their network.
Yeah.
So it is kind of weird. I'm not sure how the soccer moms at home.
Yeah, because it's all family shows, man.
It's mostly family content, and I don't know if they're going to be like the network's going to get a lot of the shit, and then the UFC is going to get a lot of shit, and they're going to be
for pushed. Blood and violence.
Blood and violence. How can you show this on a family network and bullshit? You know what I mean?
It's just all not the Karens going to come out.
All the Karens are going to come out. So it's not a bit for me. It's I don't see it as a great move.
No, it's just too weird.
No.
Like when you hear ABC, you don't hear, like, you don't think of the UFC.
No.
I think they family.
Should stay on cable, ESPN, or free pay-per-view.
Yeah. If you go on, if you go on a national network, then do, like, CBS or NBC.
I don't know.
That's really awkward, isn't it?
Weird. I'm happy for the UFC and happy for MMA for being on network television again. Because it's been a long time. Remember when we had the Elite XC days and the Strike Force days and they had
when like one. Like a jump out of the Diaz brothers.
Yeah, you had like one UFC card maybe. Yeah. But on Fox Sports, Fox Sports had, you know, a bunch, obviously. But I don't know. Maybe we're looking too much into it. But I don't know. It's a different network.
You know? Yeah, it's weird.
Completely different environment. So.
Yeah.
And also completely different.
Audience,
and not even that, like where we're at in terms of our socially. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are a lot more on edge, a little bit more sensitive to certain things.
Yeah, people are at home, so they're gonna, you know, see this on their family network. Say, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, and it's just not the network for it. So I don't know. That's on January 16th, and it's a hell of a card. It's a hell of a fight.
Yeah, it is.
That's gonna get bloody. Calvin Kattar, Max Holloway. That's gonna get. They're gonna. I don't see either
that's
one.
That's a good fucking fight.
That's an amazing fight.
Yeah, because both guys bang it out, man.
Yeah, and I don't see either one of them kind of like really getting knocked out. I could say it's possible, but
if both guys bleed easy.
They bleed, and they go toe to toe.
Yeah,
that's not gonna be no family friendly thing.
Damn, the Max Holloway's got engaged, huh?
Yeah,
his girlfriend's so hot.
Yeah, his girlfriend is hot.
God, dude, he's had some sexy.
He's had some really attractive
diamond pieces, huh?
Yes, he had his first girl, the mother of his kids, who was attractive. Then he was dating like Miss Hawaii or Miss Oahu or something like that, and she was amazing. She was so amazing.
She like this one, this current one, or better?
I think she was better.
Wow,
this one's more sporty, surfy type of.
She's
you know,
sexy though, dude.
The other one was like. Yeah, the other one was like
a diamond piece,
like a Miss Hawaii. You
know? And you look at Max Holloway; he's a fucking ugly guy. He's like,
he's got a big schnoz. But he's got a lot of personality. I guess I don't know. Yeah. He's a big name on the island.
Yeah, plus he has money. So
plus he's money. Plus money. He's an athlete. He's got a lot going for him. I guess.
I'm just fucking hating him. I'm fucking short and fat.
But he's had him back to back to back to back.
And yeah, dude. What a guy.
Yeah.
He's had, fire. Kudos to him.
No, and we're not even counting the ones he's had in between.
That no one even fucking
that
knows.
That no one even knows. Yeah. The ones at the clubs and the bars. He's
probably eating monkeys. Like, that's right, man. Fucking A.
Yeah, I'm sure. And and they're all the Hawaiian tanned ones. Damn.
You might go on with the fucking beach.
Sun-kissed, you know, freaking
They're bleached fucking
bleached
hair.
Bleached hair. And
they're fucking, their hair down there is probably all bleached too. Fuck. Fucking blonde asshole hairs. Dude.
Yeah. Smell like pineapple and all that. Like,
that asshole does probably smell like fucking, like those the Febreze. Hawaiian style. Yeah. Fuck.
Let's see, we got some other guys. So So yeah, ABC Sports. There you go, Michael Chandler. Boom, in the books. This weekend there's no fight, so we're not going to cover the 257 card yet, or even the January 16th card yet. We're going to wait till next week to do that. John Jones made some interesting statements over the past week or so. He was talking about his move to heavyweight is permanent. It's a permanent move. He's not ever going back down to light heavyweight. He's done with light heavyweight. His future and his present and his future are all at heavyweight.
Wow.
Do you believe him? Or do you,
I don't believe in Troy. I mean, I wouldn't say he's lying, but I won't believe it until I see it.
And what can you see him? You think an Israel fight is probably the only thing that will really draw him back down?
I think, like, his first fight, you mean?
Like, let's say Israel beats...
Oh, Israel.
Blachowicz.
Oh, okay.
Which is fairly likely that he's going to beat Blachowicz.
Yeah.
I think he's definitely the betting favorite. If he's a light middleweight champ, light heavyweight champ, say Jones is doing his thing at heavyweight, however successful that is or not.
I can see a potential super fight between those two guys. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Because that's one fight. I mean, John Jones has always complained about, you know, wanting to have a big super fight that pays a lot of money. This is it.
Do you think Israel will follow him to heavyweight?
No.
No? You know, because Israel's not a small guy, technically. He's 6'4".
Yeah, he's not, but I think he's
he can bulk up.
I think John Jones is already going to be a small heavyweight.
Yeah.
And I think Israel will be
a smaller heavyweight.
Yeah. He'd be like at the limit, at 220.
But in order to chase John to get that fight.
I think John will go down to light heavyweight.
You think John will go?
Will he
beat him at a catch weight?
Maybe. For a super fight? Hell yeah.
Super fight?
Maybe like, what, 200 pounds?
Yeah. Do you, as far as Jones being at heavyweight, what do you think? He fights
Stipe. Or Francis.
Well, Stipe and Francis, I think, are in February or March.
Okay, well, he fights the winner of that.
Do you think he fights the winner of that?
I mean, he's a dominant champion at 205, and he deserves the right to fight for the heavyweight title.
Yeah. And I think he's okay with waiting.
Yeah. I don't think he's in any hurry, but if he wants to make money, he should bank off this fucking Izzy fight.
Because that's gonna the Stipe and the Francis will happen soon enough to where he can probably get the Stipe fight summer 2021.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
it'll give him time to bulk up.
Yeah, which he's doing now, and he fought Thiago Santos August.
Yeah,
so I mean he'll probably go almost a year fight to fight.
Yeah,
I guess if you make enough money, you could take the year off.
I mean, yeah. I agree, but I think it's going to hurt him if he's going to fight
financially
the champ.
Because you could definitely make more money.
He's probably doing shit to make money anyways. Yeah. Appearances, seminars, whatnot.
Yeah, he probably is.
But I think as far as like, I think in the ring he's nearly perfect. Yeah. But I think that coming to a new division like the heavyweight division, you know, not used to fighting those big guys. I think that might affect him a little bit if he takes that year off.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
He'll be the faster fighter in there, but we'll see how he does against those heavy hitters.
Heavy hitters. Because there's only really a few guys like Francis, Stipe, maybe Curtis Blaydes or Derek Lewis or, you know, there's only a few guys that technically can compete with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's big enough that he can compete with them physically, he can hold his own with most of them. So it's just gonna be interesting to see how he.
Well, the thing with that is that we've seen how John Jones fights with guys his size.
Yeah,
he doesn't always fight the greatest. So I think in this situation with the heavyweights, I think it might be a little bit different as far as his dominance goes.
Yeah,
I think he has to like find more ways to win just because the guys are gonna be at his size.
Yeah,
where he's
most of them are going to be closer to his size.
Yeah, he's so used to like being a bigger guy at light heavyweight.
Yeah, he was always a bigger guy at light heavyweight. Everybody fought
except for Gustafsson and Reyes.
Yeah, basically. It's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be interesting with John Jones. I say he fights. Yeah, I say he fights at least once or twice. I mean, I don't see him taking another fight before Stipe or Francis.
No,
I see him waiting.
Yeah,
he's okay with it. Last on the a topic for this week. In terms of Bellator, we'll talk about Bellator. Yeah. They signed, had a lot of signings. Yoel Romero, you know, you have, who else did they sign? Sound some other people. Yoel Romero, obviously, yeah, is the biggest
one recently.
I don't want to talk about Yoel Romero, but AJ McKee is one of their hot prospects. I think the finals for the welterweight Grand Prix is coming up soon. It'll be Pitbull against AJ. AJ has two fights left on his contract. Do you think after those two fights, which I think he could probably complete them before the end of the year, does he make the move to UFC or does he stay?
You know, I'm kind of 50-50 on this one.
Yeah.
I'll start with the Bellator side. I think he's loyal to them just because, you know, they took a chance on him. So I think on that aspect, I can see him staying just because he wants to, one, be loyal, and two, grow more as a fighter.
Yeah.
And I think Bellator can offer him more money than the UFC.
Yeah.
And I think they will. Just because they don't want to lose one of their prospects.
Yeah.
But on the other side, I can see him going to the UFC just because it's the UFC.
Yeah. Do you see him at least testing out free agency or no?
I do, but I think at the end of the day, it's going to be between the UFC and Bellator.
Yeah.
And
PFL scooping up a lot of people.
Yeah, they are.
They just got Anthony Pettis.
But I think those guys that go to the PFL are guys who are veterans who are just looking for a paycheck.
Yeah.
Or with McKee, he's still young enough that he wants to still make a name for himself.
Yeah.
And I think the UFC, if he does go with the UFC, it'll just be because of the brand.
Yeah.
But I think I can see him staying just because...
Loyalty.
Loyalty money. And money. And also he wants to grow as a fighter. I think that's the best place to grow as a fighter as well.
Yeah. I think I agree too. I think he's still young to where legacy isn't necessarily a factor just yet.
Yeah.
Like Chandler is. Like he had to make the move.
Yeah.
Chandler had to make the move now or never.
Yeah.
AJ, I think he has time to he can complete his contract, re-sign, up his money, and then
do like a four fight deal. Yeah, and then go to the UFC.
And then go to the UFC after that.
Yeah.
And then in those four fights, he can defend his title four times. Mm-hmm. Let's say he wins it. He defended four or five times. If he's lucky.
Yeah.
And then go, if you're, hopefully you're still a big name and you're still at the top of your division, you make the move.
Yeah, because if you're the champion for that long, the UFC is going to pay you more money just because you're a long-time champion.
Yeah, and then things are eventually, hopefully, get back to normal. So Bellator will be putting on a lot more events. Crowds will be back. You know, your merchandise, your sponsorships, and your the whole hype train will come back. And I think so. I think there's a good chance that he stays. And I think Bellator is going to do everything they can to keep their homegrown stars.
Yeah, especially with a fighter like McKee.
Yeah,
there's no way they wouldn't let go at him.
Yeah, like an Aaron Pico or McKee or any of those guys that they grew.
I think they're trying to lock them up.
You keep them for as long as you can. You give them what they want. Like Chandler, right? You want to go.
Yeah, he's a veteran. Go, yeah.
Yeah. Last on the topic of this episode, this first episode of 2021. Your the fight that you feel has to happen.
John Jones and Israel Adesanya. Yeah. And I do think it's going to happen this year. I think just because John Jones is going to heavyweight, and I think there's a potential of him being a champ at heavyweight. I think by the time, I think this year, I think Israel is going to show his dominance at 185 and defend his title. And I think the demand of those two guys fighting each other are going to be too high just because of their beef, their online beef. And I think everybody knows that they don't like each other.
Mm-hmm.
You got the fighter of the past that was dominant and technically never lost a fight in the UFC.
Yeah,
versus a young hungry kid that wants to beat the best and be the best. And I think that's a storyline in 2021. I think those two guys are gonna go at it before December 31st.
There's so many. that would be the probably one of my picks too to happen. I don't know if it will though. I think John will try to prolong it as much as he can. Mm. Yeah, I think he's gonna force like
Izzy. I can see that happening too. Yeah,
I can see him forcing Izzy to like have like a couple of light heavyweight title fights under his belt before you even talk to me. So like type of thing,
because he fucking knows he's gonna
hand it to him. Yeah. So I mean, I can see him just and
kind of ducking him.
I'm at heavyweight now, and give him a ton of excuses.
Yeah,
to stay away from him, and force Izzy to meet him at heavyweight. And Izzy would be the even smaller heavyweight, and then fight.
That'd be a bad move for Izzy.
Yeah,
but I think at heavyweight he loses.
I think he'll do it though.
Oof, I really.
I think his walk around weight is around 200 anyway, because he's a big guy. Yeah, he just has to bulk up a little bit.
I think Jones would be at 230, and walk into that fight.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's going to be a huge advantage for him.
I don't know. Maybe it's a slower Jones. He's hoping.
Maybe we'll see what happens. He's up there in age.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just see Jones kind of prolong it as much as he can.
I can see it happening too.
I don't know. I don't know if I have a big fight. I'm looking to see what happens. Yoel Romero versus Musasi.
It's a great fight. Yeah,
I would like to see that at middleweight.
Yeah,
that'd be a great one. Or even Yoel versus Bader, or Yoel versus Nikov or whatever, the one that's a light heavyweight champ. One of those guys, but I'd like to see Musasi versus Romero. Mm-hmm. I think that'll be interesting in Bellator. AJ and Aaron Pico.
Yeah, that's a great fight.
I would like to see that.
That's one. Yeah, two hunger guys. Two guys in their prime.
They've been avoiding each other, and they went to different camps. One's at the top of the mountain right now. Mm-hmm. One's making his climb back up.
Yeah,
that's a fight I would like to see. Yeah, I think it could happen.
That would be a great fight.
You know, say AJ wins, or even if he loses, and, you know, they tell Pico, like, you got to get past AJ to get to Pitbull or whoever, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, right, vice versa, then, yeah, it's going to be
damn awesome. Damn. Great fight.
Yeah, and in another fight I would like to see, the rematch and the redo, is Figueiredo versus Moreno.
Oh, Moreno. Yeah.
Moreno. I would like to see that. Because obviously the last one was...
Epic.
I thought
it was a great fight.
I thought Moreno actually pulled it off, even without the point deduction. But whatever, close fight, draw. Yeah. Okay.
Which is the fact that fight was so good. I think people want to see it regardless of anything else. But yeah, it was a close fight.
Yeah, that's my
yeah, so it's a good one.
That's
right,
my
there,
rematch
man.
Of the year that it's I want to see.
It's great fight. Yeah.
Another person I want to. Just off the top of my head, Tony Ferguson, what do you think his 2020 looks like? 2021 looks like?
Well, he needs to win a fight. I think we're seeing maybe him kind of going out the window, out the door.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I
don't think he recovers from those two fights.
I know. And not even just that, it's almost like the Rousey thing. To where he's not going to make the necessary changes around himself to set himself up to win. So it's just going to be a loss after a loss.
Yeah.
Until he figures it out. And by then it'll be too late. Because Rousey suffered a loss against Holmes, did nothing in terms of changing her camp or anything, and then fought Nunes. And it got her ass beat.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And I think Tony is regressing. He let go of all his like coaching staff. Is doing the whole camp himself with like some guys, some yes men. And then...
That's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah. And now I think he's going full steam with that. He even told like at his tweet afterwards, like, oh, this is my guy. So we'll figure it out. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. Like he's going to keep on with this self-run camp and not join a gym or not.
Which
join
is a horrible thing
horrible,
to do.
Horrible. So I think he's going to it's going to be bad 2021 for him. So, other than that, man, this is the end of the start of the new year.
Yeah.
I think the same goal for us is to just put out as much episodes as we can.
Yeah.
Get as many guests as we can. Mm-hmm. We took some break from guests. I think we just wanted to put out episodes. So
yeah.
Guests are not, Maybe we could make guests more of a priority if you guys feel the same way. I mean, we're going to try to get guests.
It's kind of hard with COVID and stars, though.
Yeah, so we like to just put content out. And if we can do that, we'll do that. So there you go. So 2021, look forward to it. Thank you guys all for watching and listening and joining us for this new year.
All right, guys, be safe.